Page 141. Frankenstein, Chapter 6. I was devastated. When I returned to Geneva and told my father about Elizabeth's death, he was devastated too. He became ill after this news and didn't smile again. He died of grief only a few days later. I now decided to go and find the monster. I was going to destroy him. I travelled all over the world in search of him. The monster was always close by and left me notes in the countryside along the way. The monster had led me far, far north. I walked on glaciers next to the cold sea. I had no more energy left when I saw a ship close by. The men on the ship saw me too and took me on board. I was lucky to meet them. The captain's name was Walton. He and his men were travelling on a mission to get to the North Pole. I was sick and glad to be able to travel a bit with them. I told Walton my story. Page 142. Shortly after this, Victor Frankenstein died. Walton was sad, but when he returned to Frankenstein's room, the monster was standing next to the bed where the body of Frankenstein lay. Of course, Walton was afraid of the big and ugly monster. The monster cried and said, "Frankenstein, are you gone? I hope that you can forgive me for the evil things I have done. I didn't know any better. You created me, and then you sent me into the world without any love. Therefore, I learned how to be evil. Everybody showed me hate, so I learned how to hate. I killed everyone Frankenstein loved. I got my revenge. But I don't feel any better. Now there is nothing more for me in this world. I must die too. I will do no more harm in this world." And here are the questions. Why did Frankenstein's father die? What was Frankenstein's plan, and how did that go? What do you think the monster meant with these last words? And what kind of life did the monster have?